Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily the News, where our data centers never need cooling, because we're just cool to begin with.
Let's start right out.
That's right.
Hey, what happened?
What happened?
Hey, welcome back, our Hank Facebook Livers. The live stream rejoins its broadcast, already in progress.
Hey,
we weren't on yesterday. I think the Verizon thing took us out, and our modem wouldn't dial up at 64K.
You know, we need your mom's paperclip. Remember when she fixed it all?
That is the key to everything. Or maybe this. Yesterday, to lead off the news, tonight's lead story is whole milk. You get your day back in the sun, everybody.
No.
President Donald Trump yesterday signed a law returning whole milk to school lunches across the country. This bill overturns the Obama-era limits on higher fat milk options. They had pretty much anything 2% or over was like, nope, we can't do it. Well, now we can. So you can have whole milk for your kids. Nutrition experts and the dairy industry have argued that whole milk is a delicious, nutritious food that is unfairly vilified.
No.
And some studies suggest the kids who drink it are less likely to develop all sorts of things. So there you go. Mm. Whole milk to make us whole. Thank you, sir.
You know how much fat whole milk generally has in it?
Yeah, what?
3% versus the 2%.
There you go. There you go.
Be careful out there.
There was no legislation, though, on the goat milking at all. So that's still up in the air. And really, no consensus can be reached in Congress anywhere.
So he may not do weddings. Katie is a newlywed. But John Bon Jovi, oh, he loves a good birthday party. Hello, Patricia. Maybe he'll be there, too. He performed at Tiger Woods' 50th bash. It was down in the Breakers. It's like the Palm Beach enclave where the Don and all of his friends like to gather. Lots of billionaires down there. And they raised $50 million for Tiger's Foundation. Don said he was very happy to be performing once again. Has done lots of gigs with the golf legend. Was quite a hit. Tiger's new girlfriend, Vanessa Trump, she was there as well with her daughter, Kai, who is a big hit in the golf world as well.
She's a golfer, too.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Bon Jovi to sing at your birthday party.
I know. We could make it happen. Does he like Oklahoma?
Best I can do is, just head on up there ourselves. I can't afford that. Congratulations to friend of the station and show and the winningest coach in Horned Frog history, Gary Patterson.
Oh.
Inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Great guy. Does a lot of good stuff around the area still. And also congratulations to the Perot family. It was announced yesterday that the city of Plano is going to construct two monuments honoring Ross Perot. Of course, most around the country remember him from the presidential run back in 1992 and the third party and how fun that was. But of course, Texas Instruments and EDS here and all of that stuff. So there will be two monuments, which is really unnecessary because you just really need one short one for them. And that would be fine. It would be real easy. I can't believe they haven't built it already.
So Matthew McConaughey, full of really good ideas. The latest is trademarking his signature catchphrase. All right. All right. All right. But there's more. He's doing it for a very good reason. To battle AI. He's not only trademarking that phrase, but his face, his voice, other catchphrases, and all to protect his gorgeous mug. The face, like fake stuff, out there on the internet. Rumors are also swirling that his popular show, True Detective, could be making a comeback.
Yeah, I looked into this a little bit. And it turns out the trademark for all right, all right, all right comes with a bit of a caveat.
Ah.
And what it is it's the way he says it. So the mark consists of a man saying, all right, all right, all right, wherein the first syllable of the first two words is at a lower pitch than the second syllable, and the first syllable of the last word is at a higher pitch than the second syllable. So as long as we keep our syllables right, we can still do fake McConaughey on the show and not get sued or anything.
All right, all right.
He knows.
Thanks, cassette professor. Tapes are back. Cassette tape sales have surged, despite the fact that they've been obsolete for quite a while. It's occurring in the music industry as, and my kiddo's all about this too, and a lot of her friends are, getting your hands on media that you can actually get your hands on.
Oh, yeah. Tangible.
Yeah.
Especially that input. That sensory.
You're finding this in the movie industry. If you bought like movies or something and then that company goes out of business, guess what? You don't have that movie anymore. You don't have that DVD on your shelf anymore. So Taylor Swift and Gaga are both leading the charge. They're releasing their music on cassette and it's being driven by nostalgia and, yeah, that tactile connection with music. So. Fans are not complaining about the lower sound quality compared to digital formats right there. I love the way it sounds. Unfortunately, the 8-track is still very much obsolete and never coming back. Sorry, Mom.
But it did float. There was that, right?
Darn right it did. Mm-hmm. So do cassettes, by the way.
So picture this. You order pizza, and no one seems to know when it's going to arrive. Could there be anything worse on this National Pizza Week? Oh, no. But... thank goodness we have our trusty local men in uniform. Yeah, someone apparently called the police. That's because the DoorDash driver was arrested. Officer Ian, taking things into his own hands in beautiful Round Rock, Texas, popping up at the door. The lady said, thank you. Thank you very, very much for handling business. So, I mean, everybody's got a side hustle. Why not the police as well?
I know we have a lot of law enforcement folks that listen to the show, and I always wonder every time we bring one of these up that they're like, now this is going to be expected of me. Mm-hmm. You know,
I mean, they're so good at it.
There's a lot of paperwork, man. And that's just the DoorDash receipt.
I know.
NBC announced they will be rebooting the James Garner starred back in the 70s detective show The Rockford Files.
Ooh.
Actually, I got that wrong. NBC says that they will be ruining the 70s detective show The Rockford Files. And then in Greenland, Denmark news. Denmark, the country that runs Greenland, said that they will be ending mail delivery by the end of the month. And that also means for the country of Greenland, which Denmark is in charge of. Right? Now do we want it?
They don't know what
they're doing.
I mean,
why do we want it now?
KB and Heather Lee.